the Prince of Glory died. My riches gain, I count but loss and pour contempt on all my pride. See, from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flow mingled down. There such love and sorrow meet, her thorns compose so rich a crown. When I survey 480, hymn numbered 480. This is a wonderful hymn. It's been a blessing to many in the onward march of life. Written by Isaac Watts, and when he wrote it, that second line was, on which the young Prince of Glory died. For Christ was only 33 years of age when he died for you and me. The young Prince of Glory. Let's sing the whole of the hymn. It will prepare us for our supper. Turn over to the first chapter of Matthew's Gospel, and at the verse 20, Joseph, while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream. Joseph, in Genesis, and Joseph in Matthew, they both had one similarity. They both dreamed dreams. Joseph dreamt a dream about the fact that his wife-to-be was carrying in her womb the incarnate God. And the dream, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. The dream about the naming of Christ. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. Jesus is, of course, Yesu in the Greek, and it is Joshua in the Hebrew. It means Savior. Savior. You shall call him, Joseph, the Savior. And you will notice that it happened as the dream and the angel said, and she brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. He called. So Joseph had the naming of the child. And then when we come to chapter 2, we have another dream. It's the 13th verse. The Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt. For Herod will seek to destroy him." Isn't it an interesting thing that Herod wanted to destroy the Son of God? But the Son of God could not be destroyed. And even when he died, he was not destroyed, but he destroyed him that had the power of death, that is to say, the devil. Doesn't say here that Herod sought to kill him, but to destroy him. The Holy Spirit is very particular in his words. But nothing can destroy the blessed Son of God. All the pain, all the sorrow, all the darkness, all the hell that he bore on the cross, it didn't destroy him. You know what he says? "I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore." So the second dream came true. And then, when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord, verse 19, appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt. And he said, "Arise and take the young child and his mother and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead which seek the young child's life." And he took the young child and his mother and came into the land of Israel. And we heard that Archelaus did reign in Judea in the room of his father Herod. He was afraid to go thither, notwithstanding being warned of God in a dream. He turned aside into the parts of Galilee. This was one dream that Joseph didn't obey. He was told to go back to Israel, and all was well. But when he got there, he was moved with fear. And he was afraid to go, for the Lord sent him. And so he took the child into Nazareth. But that was overruled by God. Why? Because it says, "He shall be called a Nazarene." You'll search the whole of the Old Testament. You'll never find where he was to be called a Nazarene. This is a revelation of the Holy Spirit. We don't know when in prophecy he was to be called a Nazarene. But God used the mistake of Joseph and the unwillingness of Joseph to do exactly as he was told, to reveal that somewhere in the Old Testament times he was to be called a Nazarene. And you'll not find that. That's one of the scriptures that was not written, because there are things in the Bible that we only learn in this way by its careful study. May the Lord make us all dreamers, and may we see the great things of God in our dreams. I'm not talking about nightmares. I'm talking about dreaming the things of the Lord. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Amen. And some brother will lead us and say, "Thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying for me. Thanks for giving your body to be broken for me." Amen. Praise God. Some brother lead us now as the Lord leads him. Amen.
Lifted up for his feet to die. And it was finished.
Jesus Christ.
Now in heaven, exalted high. Hallelujah. What a Savior. Can you thanks, Heavenly Father, for sending your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Born of the Virgin, go in this whole world,
yes,
to die, to send a cross of Christ, and rise again the third day for our sins. We praise you, Heavenly Father, for our salvation. We thank you for this bread to speak of us, this precious body, that is broken for us.
Amen. And everybody said, Amen. The Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which was broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." We'll sing the hymn 654. 654, "Wounded for me. Wounded for me." Jesus also took the cup, and when he had supped, he said, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood, shed for many for the remission of sins. Drink ye all of it, for as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show forth the Lord's death till he come. Behold the cup until everyone serve, and then we'll all partake together." Let's sing the remaining verses of the hymn, "Wounded for me. Wounded for me, there on the cross, he was wounded for me." 654. 654. risen for me, risen for me. Up from the grave, he is risen for me. Now evermore from death's sting, I am free. All because Jesus was risen for me. Living for me, living for me. There on the throne, he is reigning for me. Safe to the uttermost now I shall be. All because Jesus is living for me. Coming for me, coming for me. Hallelujah. One day to earth, he is coming for me. Then with what joy his dear face I shall see. Hallelujah. Oh, how I praise him. He's coming for me. Let's all partake together. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Father, we thank thee that the blood has been shed. The body has been broken. The death has taken place. It's all over. It's finished forever. And we are saved and satisfied with Jesus. Lord, make this a great year in this house. Stir our hearts. Help us to sow this seed. Help us to have great reapings because we'll have great sowings. Keep us in the spirit of prayer. Bless those that heard the word. Thank you for that dear German man and his daughter that was in the service. We pray that you'll bless them. And may there be a word for them. And if they don't know Christ, may they know him. And if they do know Christ, we pray that they will be deepened in their love for him. We thank thee, our God, we can evangelize Germany on the Ravenhill Road. What a place it is. Lord, ravens are wonderful things. They fed Elijah in the wilderness, and the ravens are still been blessed of God. So undertake for us in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen, amen, and shouted, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.